Blog Talk Radio.
From the deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, the SRI Label Group, Wildlife Educational Services, and Blog Talk Radio present Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover with us the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we discover his wild world.
Well, hello everyone from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this magical network we call Blog Talk Radio. We're very excited today. Have a, I don't want to say old friend, because that's not the case, but someone I've known for a long, long time, Patty Spittler, will be with us in a little bit, and we're going to be talking Pet Pals TV and Great Day TV with Patty, and also our long history of doing television animal segments on the noon news. All sorts of exciting things. Hey, and off to Indianapolis, Indiana, from the Wild World News Studios, now HD, and covered with this beautiful knotty pine paneling, the honorable, distinguished, and usually on time, Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Good afternoon, Mr. Batson. We're enjoying this lovely weather, aren't we?
Yeah, it's very similar to Indonesia. It's, rains and rains and more rains and rains some more, and the frogs are happy. I know that for sure because they've been talking to us all night and all day. It's quite a joyous sound, by the way.
Oh, yes, we do love that sound.
Oh, yeah, that's the beauty of living in the country. You don't hear sirens, you just hear frogs and birds.
And tigers.
Yeah, and an occasional neighbor beating up his wife. Anyway. So anyway, Dr. Day, I'm so sorry. We're so excited about our guests. Are you ready on that end?
I think that, we're ready.
Me? Oh, not me.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's September night. It's kind of cool here in Indianapolis. We're running around 60 degrees, which is quite lovely since we've been in the 90s, it seems like, for the last 2 months. So we're enjoying the weather and ready for the Wild World News. Patty, are you ready?
I'm on the edge of my seat, ready.
All right. Well,
I don't think you knew how to take that. Yes, I'm ready for you anytime. Hit it.
Okay. Well, you usually have to see a doctor to have a tooth removed.
Uh-huh.
Yes, a tooth was taken from the leg of a boy at Fire Island National Seashore in Islip, New York. Yes, now it was identified as that of a sand tiger shark.
Ouch.
Now, as we know, sharks have a rotating rows of teeth, and they're reproduced constantly. So the shark is going to be okay.
Good.
Now, the little boy, he's going to be fine too. And I'm sure he's going to take that shark tooth, make a necklace out of it, to show everyone how brave he was.
Yes, he was. Very, very honorable.
Now, we're heading off. Go ahead, Mr. Batson.
No, I'm speechless. Go ahead.
All right. Well, we're heading out to Black Mountain, North Carolina. Now, our condolences go out to the family whose dog was killed after warding off a bear that broke into their family's home.
Oh, no.
Yeah, every week now we've got bad news stories, bad news bears. And here's another one. Unfortunately, this one's from your favorite place, God's Country, Estes Park, Colorado.
Yeah.
State wildlife officials say they had to euthanize a bear after it broke into several homes near Rocky Mountain National Park.
Oh, no. You know, in all the years up to Rocky Mountain National Park, 25, 30 years, I had never, ever seen a bear up there. And now they're killing them. That's not good.
Yeah, yeah. Now, every week we have to tell our listeners, do not feed the bears.
Yes, we do.
every week we've got a sad bear story, and there's no reason for it. If you do not feed the bears, they don't connect food with humans, and then, step out your back door, throw the bear some popcorn, and the next day he's there wanting some more popcorn. Well, he knows where the popcorn came from, inside your house. Don't feed the bears.
Oh, that's true. How long have you been doing this study, Dr. Day?
Well, this has been going on for years.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we're tired of it. Don't feed the animals.
All right.
Our next two stories are for the birds. St. Paul, Minnesota, the state's pheasant population has showed almost a 20% increase from last year, which is good because they were almost wiped out there in Minnesota and half the United States, too. So good news there. Also, they're tickled pink in Royal Oak, Michigan. Detroit Zoo officials say 5 flamingo chicks have hatched in the last few weeks. Now, when these little guys come out, they're usually gray and white, and it takes about 2 years for them to start getting their pink color, which comes from the algae and the shrimp that they eat.
Well, you know that all the flamingos in captivity in zoos and wild animal parks, they have to give them what's called flamin' dye to give them that pink color because they don't get those algae and stuff in captivity, and they don't turn pink. So the visitors
right.
that go to the zoo want their pink flamingos, so they dye them.
Yep, and that's a lot better than what they used to do. They used to spray paint them.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. All right, we're off to Wilmington, Delaware. The scientists are saying the state's coast are seeing a lot more fish that are typically found much further south. Usually that means water temperatures are rising. So you're allowed to see anything up there along the coastline. Now, we want our listeners in Lakeland, Florida, to slow down a little bit. They've lost 5 signature swans that have been hit by and killed by drivers.
Oh,
so,
no.
Slow down. Yeah. Slow down.
Tell them again.
Beware.
Tell them again.
Slow down.
Thank you. Yeah. Just trying to get a point.
If you've always wanted a potbelly pig, well, now's your chance. We're heading off to Falmouth, Kentucky. Now listen to this. Rescuers are trying to find homes for 450 potbelly pigs.
I would offer to take one, but...
Patty, you got room for a couple of potbelly pigs?
No. I could tell you those are stories about... pigs, though, people think they want a pig, or they say, I want a teacup pig. There's no such thing as a teacup pig. And they show these little cute pigs, on TV. They even had one in a commercial not long ago, a national commercial. And I get people all the time saying, I want one of those little pigs. Most often, they grow up to be huge pigs, 400, 700 pounds. And if you doubt that, look online on Facebook. There's a couple of guys that have Esther the Wonder Pig, and they took this pig in thinking it was a little pet at one time, and it's now 750 pounds. But they've decided, to keep it, and they're taking care of it. But the point is here that pigs also in the city, you can't have a pig. It's considered livestock, and people get them, and then they surrender them. And then something happens that could be even worse. So don't get a pig as a pet. That's my advice.
Not unless you
Listen
have a farm.
A farm, yes. If you live on a farm and you're prepared for this little pig to grow up to maybe be... Now, pot bellies don't grow as big, but you're still going to have a 200-pound pig. You want that in your house. Now, they're very smart. That's a given. They're extremely smart. And it's just really sad. It's really sad.
Yeah.
Again... I always say know your breed and know what you're getting, and pigs are really not good pets unless you're a farmer or you're out in the country and you're prepared for this animal to weigh several hundred pounds. And rude,
Thank you. Thank you,
amen.
Thank you.
Oh, amen. That's definitely true.
Yeah, Mr. Brownson, do you remember years and years ago, I remember you had rescued a potbelly pig that people were keeping in their apartment in a playpen.
Yeah.
You remember that? The pig was so large, it couldn't walk. Its body was so big it couldn't walk.
Well, that's the other thing. They don't stop eating. I had someone, a gentleman that I knew, and his daughter rescued a raccoon and made it into a pet. They're very smart, too. They're adorable, their little hands. The thing actually ended up dying because it wouldn't stop eating. So it ate itself to death. Wild animals, if you feed, and the stuff that we eat and feed them is not good. So I guess that tells us something about why we're all too heavy. But I mean that as you said before, don't feed the bears and don't feed the wild animals and let them find their own food and they're better off.
That's right. Absolutely.
So I agree. I agree.
I agree with you too. Absolutely.
All right. 10 bats caught in the area around Lincoln, Nebraska have tested positive for rabies. Yes, that's not good. Now, that's more than they found in the last few years. So, if you live around Lincoln, don't play with the bats. All right, we're asking for us.
You're downright depressing today, Dr. Day. My God.
Well, sometimes I just deliver the news. I don't make it up. I just deliver it. All right, now here's some more bad news. I want you to practice capture and release with this story. Yeah, tests show fish in the 5-county span of the Huron River near Lansing, Michigan, contain too much contamination to eat. So please practice capture and release.
That's right. Well, you know, the sport of fishing is catching the fish, and most people don't eat the fish that they catch, or it's... If it's a monster fish, it's too big to eat because it doesn't taste very good anymore. Maybe you have enough of them hanging on your wall you don't really need anymore. So, yeah, let them go. Let someone else get the joy you had of catching that fish. Okay? Okay.
Yep.
Well, preaching today, aren't we?
Oh, God.
All right. We're going to run through the last of these real quick so we can get Patty on. Oh, and we've got to do who's gotten older, too, so we'll try to finish this up. Officials have confirmed an invasive... Excuse me?
I still hate that game.
Yeah, I mean, no, I have an idea Patty's going to be good at this game, so we'll see. All right, officials have confirmed the invasive zebra mussels have been found at Storm Lake Iowa. Now, these are bad. They took out the local wildlife. They get into... The bottoms of the boats, they're transferred from lake to lake. So they're going to be quarantining this storm lake because of these zebra mussels. All right, Baltimore, Maryland, a dam that blocked wildlife habitats for more than a century is going to be removed. Kudos for Baltimore. That's a good idea. Some more sad news, Des Moines, Iowa. Pupper the sea lion has died at the Blank Park Zoo. Now, the good thing is that she was 29 years old. Which is a pretty good life for a seal, so we're going to miss Puffer. All right, now I see this story. Go ahead, Mr. Puffer.
Okay. Hello?
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 Sometimes he just leaves for a bit, but he always comes back.
Oh.
I think it has something to do with the satellite. Listen to this story. I always like to throw in one odd story. We're going to Roanoke, Virginia. Now, Clean Souls is the shoe store there, and owner Bob Wickham says that 13 right shoes were among the items stolen over the break-ins at his store this summer. Someone's breaking and stealing just the right shoe.
What a bunch of manure that is. What if you needed that?
Someone with one leg, I'm guessing.
Oh, well, that should be easy to find. My gosh.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Did you hear the moose story this week?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm not going to say much about where it was or, condemn anybody. But I usually do. But this time we're just going to... Here's what happened. Visitors are along the lake shore. They see a moose. So they all started routing the moose. The moose tries to get away by going into the lake.
I heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, well, because the people crowded the beach, the moose finally ended up drowning because there was nowhere to go.
No.
Now, if you see this happening, please, come on, you know, this
would
be part
effect.
Of our stories.
Oh, that was a dramatic effect. Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you a story that might be it's very similar to that. This happened in Glacier National Park many, many years ago, where there's a moose along the highway and people completely surrounded the moose with their cameras and whatnot. Here comes the park ranger. He asks them all to leave. He gets out his bullhorn and tells them, you have to leave. That moose is a dangerous animal. If he decides to run in any direction, he'll be trampled, maybe to death. They wouldn't move. So the darn ranger had to shoot the moose.
Oh, God.
Because all these national parks have so many lawsuits against them for bear problems, moose problems, elk problems, the striped chipmunk problems, that they're so afraid that they destroy the animals. And that's, you know, oh, I'm going to go off again, but I refuse to.
Well,
yeah. Did you see the one in the, I think it was another park, and a guy who's since been arrested and charged. This guy, apparently he'd been drinking and had done this before, got out and was chasing a bison. Did you see that? Yeah.
So he
was trying to intimidate the bison, and people were lined up in their cars watching this. The bison would kind of fake charge him and then back up, telling him to, you know, get back in your car. But he was yelling at the bison. Some people, it's a wonder we've lasted as long as we have, because some people are really a little off the rocker. Let's, as my mother would say, a little crazy.
Yeah, now that gentleman got 130 days in jail.
Oh, did he? Good. You got
yeah.
it. Okay.
Yeah.
130 days.
All right.
And the bison can tell all of his friends what he did. It was just,
yeah, that's
it
right.
was. You thought, I thought at first I was watching a movie. I thought, this can't be real. This guy isn't really doing this. But 130 days, well, that'll straighten him out, I hope.
Yes, that
well,
will.
I have a bison encounter story, Dr. Day.
What's that?
I have a bison encounter story.
Please, share it with us.
Pick me. I was working for a gentleman in Bloomington, Indiana, who got all the bison that used to be in Brown County State Park. They captured them all, and he bought them all. They had one called Abe. Now, they really wanted to get rid of Abe because Abe could not stand the sound of a running engine, and he was responsible for damaging many cars in Brown County State Park. This was probably 40 years ago or longer. So I didn't know about old Abe, and I'm out there mowing his grass on a riding lawnmower, and everybody's watching me mow that grass, and all of a sudden I look over in their direction, and they're pointing in another direction. I look over my shoulder, and here comes Abe. He's going to kill that lawnmower, and I'm sitting on it. So I bailed off the lawnmower, ran for the fence, and jumped over it, looked back, and he utterly destroyed that John Deere lawnmower.
Boy.
So that's my encounter with buffaloes, or called the American bison.
Hey, I got it. I got the punchline. You ready? The buffalo didn't like the deer.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Patty.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you know, what I always say, there's nothing smells like a wet buffalo. I grew up in Kansas around a lot of buffalo, and I can promise you nothing smells like a wet buffalo.
Oh, really?
All right, it's time. It's time to play Who's Gotten Older.
I still hate this game.
Well, I have an idea Patty's going to do pretty good with this. Now,
why?
Our first birthday up tonight is a guest who's been on our show before, singer-guitarist Al Jardine of the Beach Boys.
Oh, boy.
Hello. Fun. 73.
76.
Whoa. Patty hit it right on the head.
Dang, ding, ding, ding. And I win a brand new car. No?
One Kenobi.
You've been here in about a year.
I love the Beach Boys. I really did. It was the Beatles and the Beach Boys, and then I got into the Rolling Stones, and boy, things changed after that. Woo.
Oh, they were bad. Bad boys.
I know. They were considered, at the time, our parents were telling us, our grandparents too, that they were the devil's disciples, and they're still, Mick's having a baby, or just they just had one with his new girlfriend. So, he's still rolling. That stone's still rolling, let me tell you.
Well,
please
silly.
Allow me to introduce myself. There you go. Sympathy for the devil. All right, good job on that one, Patty. All right. Next one up, drummer Donald Brewer of Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh, my.
They're an American band.
That was, I was playing their music as a DJ, so I would say... 74?
I'm going to play 76, Dr. Day.
Well, Patty was a little closer on this one. He turned 70 on Monday.
Because they're older. They're even older than me. Yeah, Railroad, Grand Funk Railroad. Yeah. Okay,
right,
well, boom. That's two. I'm beating the pants off from Larry, so to speak. Okay.
Moving right along. All right, you're close. Guitarist Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols.
110.
Younger, so that would be 41.
Mr. Batson?
I already gave my guess. 110.
Well, I'm afraid you're both just a little bit off on this one.
Okay, I don't know.
Turned 63.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, we got Johnny Rotten and Sid Vicious in there, too, so.
Yeah. I was a Sex Pistols fan, so there you go, so to speak.
Okay, neither one of you get a point for that one.
There you go.
All right. Singer, guitarist, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. Oh, Pink Floyd, The Wall. 72.
I will officially say 78.
Well, that's a close one there because Roger turned 75 on Thursday. So we're
right in the middle. We have to split that one.
Split that one. Okay. Another guest that's been on our show that we love dearly, singer Dee Dee Sharp. Yes, our friend Dee Dee has a birthday today.
The mashed potato. Oh, my gosh. 78.
80?
Oh, she's going to be mad at you. Dee only turned 73 on Friday.
73.
Oh, today, actually. Yeah.
Today? Well, yeah, but she doesn't look it, so that's all that matters. And I was going for dog years. You know, I always make them longer.
That's right. Me too.
There you go.
We can expect that of you, Patty.
Oh, they accept that. Okay.
I did see both of your shows this morning.
Oh, good. Great.
They were
terrific.
Quite excellent.
Did you learn a lot about fake Facebook posts and things? I love that. Steve Schweitzer does our tech talk, and I always learn so much off of that. So, yeah, they're both fun, and we do good positive stories. I like doing that.
Yeah, great shows.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. Next singer keyboardist, Doug Engle of Iron Butterfly.
Oh,
70.
That's all I know of it. That's the extent of it. 78.
Well, he turned 72 today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
That's right.
Is he still alive?
Yep, I think he is.
That is an act of God.
All right, let's see. Let's go for singer Gloria Gaynor.
Mm.
68.
This one surprised me.
68.
Hold on, I have to turn on my disco ball. Maybe it'll give me the answer.
question.
No, I miss those disco balls.
73.
Ooh, well, Mr. Batson's closer on this one. She turned 75.
Wow.
I still hate
wow.
this game. I still hate it.
Even all right, you guys are tied. This last one counts all of it. This last one will determine the winner. Singer
okay.
Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders.
Oh, sure.
Seventy-one. I'll say a little older, 75.
Yeah, she's going to be mad at both of you. I'm afraid Patty's won this. She turned 67 on Friday.
Wow.
No.
Patty was
she started younger. That's it. Okay. Wow. Well, good for her.
No.
Happy birthday.
No.
All right, we're going to do the facts of the day, and then we're off. All right, we have whale facts today. In Nebraska, it's still illegal to go whale fishing. In Tennessee, you can't shoot any other game other than whales from a moving vehicle.
Okay.
Yep, and that's the wild world news.
Well, once again, a great job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff at the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana, all HD, and so beautiful now, especially this time of year. My goodness. The SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. The SRI Label Group is for people that love all music, rock, jazz, blues, country. It's all there, artists and their classic recordings. Best of ELO, Little Richard Live, Chambers Brothers, Hall & Oates, a catalog of thousands of recordings available for download or just to listen to. Explore an amazing music collection at the best musical site, the SRI Label Group. Check it out today, srirecords.com. From the SRI label, Chai Light, Old Girl, what a cooking song for today's guest here on Blog Talk Radio. Patti Spittler.
1972.
1972?
Yep, yep. I know those oldies.
Oh,
disc jockey, remember? I was a disc jockey to start off with.
I know. Well, gosh, she's done it all. Patti Spittler.
Well, we won't talk about all of it or everything, but some of it, I've done some of it, yeah. It's fun.
Well,
it's fun. We're still around. That's good.
I've written this paragraph now, darn it, on Patti Spittler, so I'm going to read it now.
Oh, boy.
Patti Spittler.
Well, I can let the dog out now because this is going to take some time. Skip just to the highlights.
Yeah. Patti Spittler has been on a glorious journey from growing up in Dayton, Ohio, and going to college there, and becoming the first lady of broadcasting in Indianapolis, Indiana, creating not one but two television shows. Pit Pals TV, Great Day TV with Patti Spittler. From the beginning of being a co-host on a local Indianapolis talk show, she became a news anchor, flying to L.A. on the weekends and doing celebrity interviews, and certain health circumstances that led to creating her own job by producing, doing ad sales, and hosting her own television shows that are now being aired nationwide, and the countless media appearances she does to promote her hard work. Excuse me. I have to catch a breath. Here is Patti Spittler on Wild Work. Man, how do you do it? My gosh.
Well, there's several, yes. And that was a little challenging. We talked about this earlier. I can hear your voice. It's nice and deep. I have Meniere's disease. It started in 1987. Fought it for a long time. What that is, I didn't even know what it was when I got it. It affects your balance, and it also can affect vertigo. And let me put it this way, you irp up a lot when that happens. But anyway, one ear went, then the other ear. It's water in the inner ear. Our bodies are made up of a lot of water, and even your ear is made up of a lot of water. And when it gets flowing the wrong way, it can really mess things up. So I had to quit in December 24th, 2004. What I did then is decided, since I didn't have to work all the time, because as you mentioned, I was flying on the weekends and everything, I decided to get a dog. I've always loved animals, as you know. Always had cats, because cats, you know, cats are like, someone can come in and look at them on the weekend, and they're like, yeah. And then I'd get home, and they go, you're here? I'm going back to bed. So, but a dog, you gotta go out, you gotta pick up the poop, you gotta go to the dog park, you have to raise them, they want to be with you. I've got two of mine are in here right now. So I got a dog. I remember growing up as a kid, I grew up with a dog named Duke, and Duke was my dad's dog. This was at a time when I never saw him have a leash. The dog just followed him. It was his dog. And Duke was a big old collie mix. And actually, the only time I ever saw my dad cry was when we had to put Duke down at the end of life. So I got a dog, and I did my research, and I wanted a Bernese Mountain Dog, and I got my Louie. I got very lucky. He passed away 6 weeks shy of 9 years old. I can't talk about it. It still makes me cry. But anyway, he changed my life. They came to me 5 years. I did nothing but go to the dog park and had a great time. And I thought, well, this is my life now. And then somebody came to my door and said, you want to do a pet show? And I thought, well, this isn't going to last very long. So I said yes. And now 9 years later, we're up in 24 markets in 14 states. And I love doing it. I love doing positive. I volunteer for all I do now. And I love telling positive stories, as you do too, to tell people, you know the right thing, do the right thing. Get the breed that's right for you. Don't get a Jack Russell and think that they're going to sit on your lap. You know, if you get a working dog, make sure you give them something to do. Belgian Malinois is different than a Maltese. They're completely, they're all dogs, but they have different needs and they different purposes. And if you give them something that fulfills that purpose, then they feel comfortable. Now, the coonhound may not have to chase raccoons, but it does need something to do. Okay, you get my drift. So I just want everybody, if we were to get the right animal for us, whether it's a cat or a dog or a bird, make sure you know that you're going to keep it for life and take care of it. And if you do that, then they don't end up in shelters and rescues, and everything's fine. Rescues are wonderful, but we can't rescue them all unless you – oh, also spay and neuter. You need to spay and neuter. Cats can have kittens at 4 months of age. Who knew? I know that now. So, and I have a feral cat. I have a rescued Mabel, which is my mutt. She's sitting here. She's giving you the thumbs up, Larry, because she's on her back with her tummy up in the air. And then Stewie – it's quite a sight. And then Stewie's on the ground here. He's my 100-pound Bernese Mountain Dog. So, but I know the commitment for a big dog like Stewie, and I wanted to have a dog that I could take out. So I wanted a puppy, and I wanted a big dog, and I know that he's been raised. He would never, ever turn to hurt someone or be aggressive, whereas Mabel, my rescue, does not like children. So I have to be careful where I take her. And you know how the little ones are. She gets a little aggressive. So
yeah.
Not that she couldn't kill anybody, but she might snap at somebody. So I just know your breed, know what you're getting, take care of it for life. There you go.
Well, that's true. In fact, my dear mother-in-law, she had a long-haired Chihuahua. And when she passed away, the rest of the family wanted to give it to a shelter. I said, no.
No,
that's the worst karma. That is the worst karma anyone could ever do. Give away your poor mother's dog.
I know. And then there's I was at one of the shelters one time. This was some years ago, and a family brought in a 12-year-old boxer, and the father was there with the son. And when he turned the dog in, he says, he won't play anymore. He won't play anymore? I hope that son remembers that when dad gets a little older. Yeah, it's a commitment for life. For me, they're part of the family, and I'm an only child. I don't have any family, so they are my family, and I try to treat them with respect and kindness. And yeah, it's the way to go. We're all happy here.
That's right. Our guest, Patty Spittler, Pet Pals TV. What we're going to do is Dr. Day says he has to go to the little boy's room, so he's So we're going to take a short break from the SRI label group. Our good friend Shelly Leibowitz. Here I am from Barium Sunset.
Here I am. It's the only thing you should know, that I'm here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to my friend Larry Batson's Wild, Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Larry Batson broadcasting from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana, with our great guest, Patty Spittler, Pet Pals TV, and Great Day TV with Patty. And Patty, I have to tell you this, and this is kind of interesting.
Okay.
Your first puppy, Louie, just happened to be the same name of a tiger we had that time. You remember that?
The first what again? The what?
Your Louie was the name of that tiger.
Oh, yes, Louie. I bought you. You're a wonderful, fabulous artist. If you don't know, look Larry up online. Also, look at his. We did a story with you not long ago highlighting some of your work. And Larry drew a picture of your tiger named Louie. And I bought
right.
it. I loved it so much, and it's still hanging in my dining room. Oh, he's beautiful. He's cross-eyed.
Remember yeah.
That?
Yeah, I do. But here's the second. Here's where it really gets interesting. So
okay.
Your new puppy's name is Stuart. You call him Stewie, I understand for sure.
And Stuart is his AKC name. I got him from a breeder in Ohio. Actually, she lived here in Indianapolis. I didn't realize that, but I wanted to. Here's the other thing. If you're going to get a breed, and that's fine, do your homework and visit the breeder to make sure it's a responsible breeder. I got to meet the mom dog. I know the background of the father. I visited four times to see, her name's Jeannie Witten Smith. She slept with the dogs the first 2 weeks to make sure mom wouldn't roll over on the pups. So, I mean, she's a good breeder and she knows the right thing. I know, and get the health history of the dog. I know more about Stewie's health than I know about my own. I know his grandparents and his, all on each side. I mean, it goes way back. So pretty well, I know as much as I can about the animal other than, you know, I have to take care of him myself. But as far as background, that's what a responsible breeder will do. Also, you mentioned this earlier about responsibility. If I were to die, if I were to mistreat Stewie and someone would find out about it, I had to sign a paper that she gets him back. So he's also in my will, by the way, to have someone take care of him. So, you know, and I know you've got so many animals, too, that you have to be thinking, who's going to take care of them if something happens to me? So that's your story you have to tell at some point in time. The other thing that I want to emphasize, some people say they want to get birds as pets. Do you realize that this bird is probably going to outlive you? They can live for, you know, depending on the breed, they can live 100, 120 years old. And if you try to rehome a bird, they bond with one person pretty closely. They're going to pull their feathers out. I've seen they do not do well when you have to rehome them. There are a couple of bird places here that do the best they can with rehoming, but know what you're getting. Just know what you're getting. Hey, I got something for you. Do you know there's a place, I know you love monkeys and baboons and such, and I still want to do the story on Elizabeth painting. I love Elizabeth. By the way, she grabbed the Kleenex box out of my hand the last day of Dave Barris's on a camera? That was so funny. And I said, can I have it back? And I think it was your wife said, no, just let her have it. So she probably still got, once she takes it, it's hers. That's fine. She's adorable. There is a place that's in Winnemac, Indiana, I think is the name of it, up north, and I'm going to go there. It's called the Peaceable Primate Sanctuary. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I have.
They've only been around for a couple of years. I've talked to the director, the founder, and they are the only ones in North America, which is pretty amazing. They take baboons who have been used for experiments, medical, you know, experiments and such, and what they do is they take them to the sanctuary to live out the rest of their life. They don't ask any questions. They don't protest. They just say, give me the baboons, because before them, before this sanctuary, they were put down because they can't be put out in the wild. They have no life skills. They don't know, you know, baboons need to be taught, like humans, how to behave. And they're taught a lot better than humans are in many cases. So I'm fascinated, and we're going to go up there and do a story in a few weeks. So I'm really excited about that. But it's the first one in North America, and I think that's great.
I want to go with you.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay, let's do it. Hey, you could be my co-host. I love it.
Oh, no, I'm kidding.
That'd be great.
I would just go, but I would do that. Absolutely.
I'd love it. Yeah, look them up. For those of you listening, look them up online. Go on Facebook, Peaceable Primate Sanctuary, and you can see how well they treat the baboons. And some of them, you know, some of them have never put their feet on the grass before. Some of them don't know how to act, and then all of a sudden they start venturing out, and they go and they play on the ropes, and it looks to be a wonderful place. And after speaking to the curator and the owner, I can tell he's a good guy.
I believe a couple of years ago we were offered a male baboon, and that's where it went. That was mature, and you just don't start when they're mature. But I have a baboon story that I've told on here before, but I'd be more than happy to repeat it for the audience of Patty Spittler.
Sure. Okay.
We had a little male baboon named Zach, and we got him when he was about 6 weeks old. And the funniest thing about Zach, from the moment he woke up to the time he went to sleep, how should I put this? He was ready.
Carefully.
Yeah.
I understand.
I dated
a guy like that.
It was always inflated.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But he was ready, yeah.
Yeah, well, for the school children, that's not part of our lecture, so we'd always...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So we took him out to do Johnny Carson with Jim Fowler, like we did several times. And all the public relations people from Mutual of Omaha knew why we put pants on him. Jim knew why we put pants on him.
Sure.
But there was a gal who was a producer for the Carson show. Her name was Shirley Woods. And she was just not a very nice person.
Uh-oh.
And she didn't like men. She came up to me right before we were getting ready to do the segment. She said, "Well, that monkey, that baboon, that's going to be the third animal." I said, "Okay." She said, "All I need is about a minute notice so I can put its pants on." She says, "Pants. These are supposed to be wild animals." So I'm thinking to myself, I could tell her why. And then again, I could just keep my big mouth shut.
Yep.
All the guys from Mutual Omaha are just laughing, wondering what I'm going to do. I said, "Okay, no pants." So out comes the little baboon, sits on Johnny's desk. Johnny looks down. First thing he said was,
"Is?
That's a male, isn't it, Jim?"
Isn't that great? He was the master. It wasn't what he did; it's his comeback and the way that he would. If there were a mistake, he'd make it into something funny. There's a wonderful thing online with Johnny Carson. You know that Burt Reynolds just passed 2 days ago, and Burt was on with Johnny a lot. And there's a thing with them spraying. Burt came out with a can of whipped cream. And sprayed it on Johnny, and then Johnny sprayed it up and down his pants, speaking of the male places to go, and it's just a riot. There was no word spoken. They just played with each other with whipped cream for about 3 minutes, and it's a classic. It really is.
Well,
but I will say Bert kept his pants on in that particular case, so you didn't have to worry about that.
Well, I heard with Bert you did have to worry about that, so that was good. Moving back to the Stewie story that I was getting ready to tell you.
Okay.
Of course, we had Louie, the tiger, and you had your Louie. And Stuart comes to my mind because Stuart was my dad's name.
Oh, really? Oh.
And when I heard you name Stewie, or named him Stuart, I go, "Wow, that's really...
Oh.
That's karma or something."
Yeah, it's now we have Louie and Stewie. Wow, you're in I'm picking up your vibes, I guess. How about that? Wow, pretty amazing. Louie and Stewie, and both have a relation to you for a story. Oh, I have one more story to tell you, my Larry Batson story. When I would come to your, we go back, 36 years? Because you were on Indianapolis Afternoon, so that's 36 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been acquainted with each other for 36 years. And I was doing a story one time. I came out to your compound, and I think it was a little misty, kind of like today, kind of overcast. And we went out, and you had some of your animals in the yard, and I was talking to you. And, I mean, I love them, so I'm not I'm not afraid. That's one reason the animals like me is I'm slow and I'm big and I don't go after them. You do the same thing. Let them come to you. So I back up. Do you remember this? And the bear that you had gave me kind of a dog park hello, and he pulled my pants. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And I just said, "Oh, he wanted to sniff me." So I could have had that bear. I tell you, he really liked me. It was so funny because I just didn't expect it. All of a sudden, you feel like a hand come around. He gave me a little. I call it a dog park hello. He gave me a little sniff. That was so cute.
Well, I remember the time we took the bears on the noon news when you were hosting it with Eric Halverson.
Yep.
Of course,
Eric 18 years with Eric.
His hair never moved. He was perfect. He's the best looking guy in the world.
I know. You're right.
Female bear decided it liked old Eric. So it crawled up in his lap and reached up and started messing up his hair. And Cheryl was with us, and she was telling Randy. Randy says to Cheryl, he said something to the fact that, "Oh, look, that bear's messing up Eric's hair." And Cheryl says, "Oh, no, it's getting better yet. The little bear is peeing in his lap."
Yeah, I never got all my co-hosts got peed on, and I never did. Darn it. Remember one time Mark Voigtman was substituting, and I think it was a turtle that you had and brought on, and he was holding it. I think I don't know if he squeezed it too hard or what, but the little turtle went on him as well. So it was great. Oh, gosh, wonderful times. Wonderful memories. Gosh.
And then there was a time we went all the way to Ohio to get the alligator that was taken out of the apartment in Harlem, New York.
I remember that. Yep. And it was raining then, too.
It was.
Yeah, I know. Every time I talk to you, it's raining.
I see the
animals lining up two by two yesterday. There's so much rain out here.
Yeah, they're all here. You're going to turn off this rain, Dad. I have no jurisdiction over the weather. I keep telling them that.
That you don't control. I understand that. Well, I'm going to keep you in mind, and I think we should go to the Peaceable Primate Sanctuary, you and I, and do a few stories. And I do want to do that story with Elizabeth Painting. I think that would be fabulous. I love her. She's so – I like a take-charge female, and she certainly is. So it's a date. We'll do a couple more things together. Okay, Larry?
Oh, that sounds – well, she just – we just sold her latest painting.
I saw that. I saw her paint it. Yeah, yeah.
Hot Angry Monkey. And we sold the painting for $100. I couldn't believe it.
Really? That's terrific.
I know.
We'll make her a celebrity. We'll put her on TV, and she'll make even more money for you. How about that?
I met Elizabeth, she ripped off my shirt.
Ripped off your shirt?
Ripped
no,
off
that was your... that was your your girlfriend. That wasn't the bad.
Hey, girls know what they like, you know.
They both do kind of look alike, yeah.
But anyway, Patty, what a glorious show! Thank you so much. You're such a busy person. We appreciate your time. This is fantastic.
Oh, thank you. It was fun. And now I got to let the dogs out to pee, and everything's fine. Thank you, Larry, your sweetheart, and thank you so much, Doctor. Everything's great. I hope you all have a nice day, and I will talk to you again soon.
You bet.
You keep up the good work. You're educating. That's what Larry likes to do. That's what this show is for. You've done a great job. Thank you so much.
Well, I learned myself, so I just try to pass along. I'm in a position where I can shine a light and do some things that are positive and positive. Get it? P-A-W-S, positive. And that's my mission now. So thank you so much.
God love Patty Spittler. Folks.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
We'll
okay.
see you next
thank
week.
Thank you, kids.
Wild World on Dog.
Yeah. SRI Jazz is proud to present their newest release, This Is Ray Brown Jr. That's right, Ella Fitzgerald's son continues to entertain audiences with his warm and charming vocals, making this one of the best vocal jazz albums of the year. Here are some sample tracks from the album. Visit our website to hear all of them in their entirety. Just go to srirecords.com or click on the banner in your media player now.
It's wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Awful nights, paradise, what I love to see. My baby, when she walks by, all the fellas go, I know why. Simply 'cause that girl's so fine. If she'd ever leave me, I'd lose my mind. She's got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging. Sure he's mellow, glad that I'm a fella, and I know, 'cause she knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me. I know for certain, one I love, I'm through with flirting. You that I'm thinking of ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Must take the A-train to go to Sugar Hill, way up in
You've been listening to a few sample tracks from the new album, This Is Ray Brown Jr. You can hear all the songs in their entirety at srirecords.com. Support jazz music today at srirecords.com. Consideration.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz. You're listening to my friend Larry Batson's Wild, Wild World on Raw Talk Radio.